This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Zoom.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The Senate gives final okay to expanded health care and disability benefits for military vets exposed to burn pits. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Veterans everywhere will finally get the dignity and care they deserve. The PACT Act is now going to the president's desk. I thank my colleague for their work.
The Senate approved the legislation once before, but GOP objections delayed final passage, infuriating veterans groups and advocates at CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Their protest was powered by talk show host Jon Stewart.
We see a lot of protests around here. Is this one having more of an impact?
If it takes this to get something so unbelievably low-hanging and common sense done, holy God, what are we doing with the rest of it?
Republicans dropped their opposition.
Veterans organizations tell CBS News this legislation could impact more than 3 million vets, including those exposed to toxins as far back as Vietnam.
It's just one stop of many on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's Asia trip, but her visit to Taiwan has upset China. The National Security Council's John Kirby stresses.
Let me be clear. The speaker's visit is totally consistent with our longstanding One China policy. We've been very clear that nothing has changed about our One China policy.
The Justice Department is suing the state of Idaho over an abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Although the Idaho law provides an exception to prevent the death of a pregnant woman, it includes no exception for cases in which the abortion is necessary to prevent serious jeopardy to the woman's health.
A new study looks at mild exercise and its effects on older people with memory problems.
The study involved 300 older adults with mild cognitive impairment. Half were assigned aerobic exercises, the other half mild stretching and balance moves. The results after a year showed neither group suffered increased impairment. Meanwhile, as that was taking place, a separate group that did not take part in exercise did show significant decline. Doctors have long maintained physical activity is important in maintaining a healthy brain, but this shows even mild activity may help. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones takes the stand to defend himself against claims that he must pay the parents of elementary school children killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting. Jones claimed that the massacre was a hoax. After court, Jones attacked reporters for not caring that the prosecution allegedly doctored tapes.
Don't you care that I said I believe her son died and I think she's real and they edited that off? Can't you corporate media get your act together?
During his testimony, Jones apologized and told parents he never intended to hurt them. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 402 points, NASDAQ down 20 points. This is CBS News.
Half a million businesses connect using Zoom for communication and collaboration around the globe. Zoom, how the world connects.
Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Cheryl Underwood, and I want to tell you something. My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
Did you get the Clement Horizon clean last night? I don't want another barnacle incident. Where's Ivan?
Kiki's head of docking operations just jumped ship.
What do you mean he's sailing around the world?
She needs a new marina manager to help keep her head above water.
Yeah, the tide's perfect, but we are slammed.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Justin Bieber returns. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has the update.
Guys, I want to say thank you so much for having me back.
Fans were grateful as Justin Bieber performed at the Lucca Festival in Italy after a rare battle with Ramsey Hunt syndrome that left him with partial facial paralysis.
I can show you what I'm talking about. Be obliged to show you how.
Everything was in full working order when Bieber resumed his all-around-the-world tour. After stops in Europe, he's scheduled to play shows in South America, South Africa, the Middle East, Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. Postponed U.S. concerts have not been rescheduled yet. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
American employers posted fewer job openings in June as the economy contends with raging inflation and rising interest rates. The Labor Department says job openings fell to 10.7 million in June from 11.3 million in May. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
What would you do with extra money this summer? Fill the tank? How about a vacation? During Staples Fuel Your Summer Sweeps, a Staples Rewards member could win one of five $5,000 Visa gift cards to use for, or maybe, every $50 spent in store automatically earns you an entry. Not a rewards member? Join today and enter Staples Fuel Your Summer Sweeps. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. Ends 8-6. Visit staplesconnect.com/fuelyoursummersweeps for complete rules and eligibility.
They say to never mess with the classics, but Panera did just that and more with our new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. By using pan-seared chicken, our secret garlic aioli recipe, Parmesan crisps, and pickle chips, all on a buttery brioche roll. Because if no one messed with the classics, you never have a chicken sandwich this good. New Chef's Chicken Sandwiches from Panera. Only $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.